We are
the 99%.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of NDB Media's Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. Of course, I am the scorekeeper, and joining me from the glorious land otherwise known as the Inland Empire, you would think that's a place that I would want to live in, but there's a lot of kids disappearing from over there, and I don't really care for it. If I had more control, it wouldn't happen. But good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the RoboDog. How you doing, RoboDog?
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, scorekeeper. How you doing? Yes, Inland Empire, evil empire, close, but not quite there.
Yeah, where are you?
I'm in my studio.
You're in your studio. Well, that's absolutely awesome. And ladies and gentlemen, we actually already have callers in the chat room. I mean, actually, we have a caller. So you know what to do if you want in. Just go ahead and press 1. We'll probably go to you in a little bit anyway. But, hey, Big Dog, man, I feel like I'm coming out of a hangover, dude.
You sound a lot better. You sound like you're raring to go. But then, of course, that's the way you always are. I've seen you down in the dumps and barely able to talk and barely able to move, and all of a sudden the green light goes on and the scorekeeper persona just takes over.
Yeah, you give me way too much love this early in the morning. Did you notice the picture that I posted on Facebook? I actually posted on Facebook late last night. Did you notice that? I guess not. Big Dog? You there? I guess you're not there anymore. No, we lost you. All right, well, it's okay. You'll find your way back in just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a glorious day in sports. I got to tell you, head on over to letmehearya.com where you can take out your fantasies, call the games that you want, do everything, anything that you want. I got to tell you, it's glorious. It is absolutely phenomenal. It's one of the best things you can do. Of course, don't forget to catch the Couch Potato on Andrea. They form Fantasy Royalty on Fantasy Extra every Monday and Friday at 6:30 a.m. Pacific Time. And then, of course, the Big Dog is on at 8 p.m. Pacific Time. Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Monday, weekend review. On Wednesday, we have a Gal for All Seasons at 4, and then we have the Tri-State Sports Guys at 5. And then on, let me see, we have other sports programs. Matt Alvarez! At 1 p.m. on Fridays. And then, of course, we are on right now, Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. And we'll see what else is happening there, ladies and gentlemen. So, Big Dog, what are you doing?
I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, the phone dropped a call. That hasn't happened like in a year or so that I get to have a drop call.
Ah, I see. So, we're going to bring on our caller right now, see if they want in or not, because there's they've been on the hold for like 10 minutes already. So let me bring them on, see if they want in.
You unmuted me?
You're unmuted.
I'm unmuted. Hi, how you doing? Sonny.
We're alive, Mr. Couch Potato. What's
I know. Going on? Oh, I'm just getting over a rough 2 days calling high school football. Boy, I never thought that would be as much work as it is, but it is. And I'm just... matter of fact, we have our fantasy draft for Sports Talk with the Guys today, or did you change it, or do you know?
Oh, you're so loving this early in the morning. Did you notice that? He gives me like 3 options, and they're all kind of friendly, except the last one. Do you know? It's because, you know, we're the PF program, and they're the real program, and they know what's going on, and we don't.
Something like that. I don't know. No, I don't know. I don't
really?
Know if you. No, I didn't know if you remembered if we were doing the draft or because we set it up, and I didn't know if we had a lot of people in for the draft.
I actually think we have 6 people or so, and I think that's what we're going to go with, Sonny. We're going to change
it
to 1 division, and we're going to change it and make it a little easier.
Okay,
and,
cool.
I think we'll be okay. We should be ready to go. I'm going to load it up right now. And I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to do it during the program anyway. So, yeah, we're still set to go. The NDB Media League. Let me see. Oh, there it is. Settings. Fantasy. Wow. Just kidding. It sounded pretty bad.
Hey, Scorekeeper, isn't that what you usually tell your wife also? You're going to load it up right now?
No, Peter, because I don't speak to her in English. Okay. I just tell her what's coming, but that's neither here nor there.
Humana, humana, humana. Is that what it is?
Oh, humana, humana, humana. Oh, well done there, Cat Potato. Let me see how many owners signed up for it. Let's see. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Got 7 owners.
Cool.
And someone by the name of Cuervo never signed up.
Oh, then we'll do, I will give him a call. I'll send him a Facebook message, and you sent him the invite, so I'll let him know.
Or maybe he gave me the wrong email, but I copied and pasted it. But anyway, we're all good. Oh, my God. Wait a minute.
Yes?
1, 2, 3, 4. Shut up, big dog. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Someone by the name of Gamma P did not sign up either.
I don't do fantasy leagues. I told you that. And besides, I have to go to procure a car today.
What do you mean? Did you really?
Well, my baby pretty much left me high and dry yesterday. She stopped on the freeway and I had to push it during rush hour across four lanes of traffic. That wasn't fun. That was very dangerous. It was very scary, actually.
Well, forget the cars. You shouldn't be pushing cars.
Yeah, but when you're the only one in the car and everybody's kind of staring at you and honking at you, and I'm in the second to the fast lane, I had to move out of the way.
You could have caused a traffic jam over in L.A.
Yep.
Funny.
And then, of course, I went to watch my daughter do her cheer. And I thought last week's football game was bad. You know, they lost. It wasn't, you know, they made a respectable 27-21 last week. This week they lost 56-7, and that last touchdown came with 2 seconds left in the game. And,
really?
And it wasn't that close. Yeah, and it wasn't that close. The 56-19, it wasn't that close.
We called two football games on Thursday and Friday down here. The first one, we had so many technical difficulties that we finally got it up really and going in the second half. Last night's game was a good call, but the score is 28-14. First one, that just goes to show I need a brain scan because I can't even remember the score of the Thursday night game that we called, so I know I need to get a brain scan.
Wow. Okay, well, I think I've set up
the league now. Did you watch?
I'm sorry?
How about you? What games were you watching?
I was actually listening to one of his games. I think it was on Thursday night.
Oh,
and when
it was
horrible. In high school, I was like, oh, God, I should listen, but I'm not.
No.
I actually did listen. You had some of the guy on with you, and you were on your live radio feed. I noticed that, and you were calling plays. He for once sounded like me, Couch Potato, or Big Dog, because he was saying, and it goes over the top to number 85, and we have a first down.
Yeah, you know what happened on that first game also is they didn't get us. See, that's the problem. The rosters in high school, they change, and they didn't give me a roster until 5 minutes before the game, and I didn't even get a chance to. That's why it was such a mess on Thursday.
Wow.
And I was so angry. Plus, I'm so angry at them, and I was so. What ended up happening is I took a lot of time on Friday to make sure I had the rosters. I actually ended up calling the coaches of the team to get the roster. So it was a fine mess over the high school football call.
What
on
a fine mess you've gotten us into, quote, unquote. Who said that?
Wasn't that one of the
Oh, this is a fine it was the Honeymooners, Ralph Cramden.
Oh, really? I thought it was actually Laurel and Hardy.
Maybe it is. I think you're right.
Yes, it is. Yes.
It is Laurel and Hardy. That's right.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's because we are the BS program here on Blog Talk Radio. And the Couch Potato is the real program here on Couch Potato. I want to welcome in this morning, my goodness, Cowpoke Radio. He's in the chat room. And, of course, our ever-loving, our effervescent, our glorious brother-to-be. And that obviously... wait, I thought the answer was 104 people, Jose Canseco, name that used roids. I was going to him right now, and that's Coffee 77. Wow, he's up and early this morning. Every time, oh my God, I forgot, 6 p.m. on Tuesday, Tanya Mercado and the 5-Tool Show is on. Whew, how could I forget that one? Anyway, every time you're not on, Big Dog, or the Couch Potato, man, Coffee's always on my butt. He's always sending me messages like, why the hell do you set stuff up and not have them on? Go be the dictator that you are and go get them on. I'm like, oh.
Well, he hasn't had to do that for a while. Hey, is Capone
right
online? He's usually got an entertaining antidote in the morning. Wow, I even used that word right, antidote.
Oh, he says he has a show in 15 minutes. Hey, Cowpoke. So maybe he will be calling in just a little bit.
Yeah, good.
Oh, really? He's on in about 15 minutes. Sweet. All right. Well, he's going to be on it. Maybe we'll have a simulcast. So we'll see. But ladies and gentlemen, we are going to have our football league. It's going to be going and blowing. The NDB Media League. It looks like we have the six people that we need. We're all going to be in two divisions, 3-3, and that's it. So it's going to be all good in the hood, so they say. We're going to have, of course, Roger, John, Allen, Sonny, Owner 6, Todd Washburn, and David Skolnick are going to be in the league. So I'm looking forward to it. The Alpha and the Delta. If anyone else wants in the last few minutes, guys, you know what to do. So, hey, it is what it is.
It should be the Alpha and the Omega.
Like you care? You're not even here.
Yeah. I care.
You're not even playing the league.
Oh, here
oh
we go.
But I still care.
Anyway.
Hey, anyway, Big Dog, so your car committed suicide, so did you get everything taken care of that you did?
Yes, I took care of it yesterday. That was part of yesterday. I am actually very sore today. I kind of pushed myself a little too hard than I should have, but I had no choice. I probably walked maybe close to 5 miles yesterday, all the, up and down the hills of Los Angeles. As you know, downtown LA is a very hilly area.
Big Dog, and
you,
yeah, why didn't you call me, dude?
Because you're sick.
Oh, here we go again.
Well, I mean, I was down there, and I...
You have robotic attachment next
yes
to you. On
yes
you, around you,
yes,
up you, and you had
well,
the
not up and, me, but okay.
And you had the audacity not to call me, dude. I'm only nauseated with headaches. I can deal with LA traffic. Oh, well, maybe I shouldn't have said that. I can deal with LA traffic.
Well, I was down there. I mean, I was down there, and I went to one bank, and they couldn't help me out, and they said, oh, well, there's only one like about a quarter mile down. So I, of course, decided, I looked it up, and it was closer to a half mile, but I could do it. I ended up, well, I don't know if Sonny knows LA as well as you do, Mr. Scorekeeper, but
no.
I started out at First and Hill.
Which
and
is
I
on
ended,
a hill, Sonny, by the way.
Yeah, I
oh, you're going to love this one, Raj. I ended up on Sunset and Echo Park Boulevard.
Sunset Boulevard. Hey, did
oh
you see anybody fit with
oh no, Sonny, that literally
dog
is going over a hill.
Yeah.
Did oh my.
See?
Wow, dude. So you were by the Jack in the Box, right?
No,
right?
No, no.
Am I right?
No, in your area, it's that Jack in the Hood.
Well, I don't know. In that part, Sunset and Hill. Wow, that's actually that's
no,
by the cathedral,
no,
by Dodger Stadium.
Further down, Raj. I was sunset at Echo Park Boulevard.
That's by my own doctor's office, dude. Damn.
Yeah,
I know exactly where you were. Oh, my God.
I walked all that.
You had to walk all that way?
Yes, in the middle of around noontime, too. So nice and hot.
Oh, man, and I was at Costco earlier in the day, and I was bitching about the temperature. All right, well, fair enough. Well, congratulations, big dog. I'm glad that you are going to be getting your new vehicle today. I'm really glad. Did you get it as you expected?
Yes, and I'm hoping to buy it today. I'm hoping to get it today. I mean, I'm going to look around. I've been doing due diligence on Craigslist. There's a lot of listings and a few things I want to go check out. So I'm hoping by this weekend I'll have something new for me.
Okay, looking forward to that. And great, Labor Day weekend. How sweet. All right. Ooh, I have a fantasy message center. What's it? Oh, don't care. Okay, anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, we are scheduled for 11 a.m. Eastern Time, and we're going to be doing this on the Couch Potato Sports program, so we're going to be having an awesome, awesome draft. We're going to be talking some smack. We've got some good sports people in there, and it's all good in the hood, so they say, and I'm looking forward to it. So, all right. So, dare I say, I'm going to be wimpy, ladies and gentlemen. May I have a hamburger today? And I'll gladly pay you on Tuesday because it's a 3-day weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, wait a minute. When do we go back to work? Uh-oh. When does the rest of the world go back to work? On Tuesday.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, what were you saying there, big dog? Robo-dog?
I was about to say that. Most people will be going back on Tuesday. You will be recuperating.
No comment. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of sports to go over. It's an incredible amount of stuff. We're nearing the end of the baseball season. I'm not going to go over the score because it's unimportant this time, but the Major League Baseball standing as of right now, and then we'll go over any football news that we may have in a moment. But
wait,
unbelievably,
you're not going to go over the scores where Baltimore beat the Yankees last night on a great pitching effort?
Oh,
on a 3-game series that now the difference between Baltimore and New York, I think it's 2 games now, right?
Yes, it is 2 games.
And at one point I thought they were heading that division, I think, by 10.
Yes, they were.
Okay. Notice
how a third person became eerily silent.
Yesterday, the Chicago Cubs beat the Giants 6-4. Baltimore Orioles went to New York and fixed the furniture 6-1.
The
White Sox lost to Detroit 4-7. The Washington Great White Hope Nationals beat the Cardinals 10-0 in a whitewashing. Texas beat Cleveland 5-3. Toronto edged Tampa Bay 2-1, and the New York Mets shut out Miami 3-0. And ladies and gentlemen, about the time the Mets won this game, I get breaking news from the USA Today. And I'm like, oh, God, what's going on? Are we having another tsunami, another earthquake, another nuclear meltdown, another something? No. R.A. Dickey throws a shutout for a 17th win.
Yep.
I'm like, that's breaking news?
It is when it's a Met winning 17 games.
It's a Met and a knuckleball thrower, too. So you got to look at that, too.
Yeah. And not only that, I mean, usually they only win 17 games a year, let alone one person.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Sorry, Tanya.
Philadelphia beat Atlanta in 10 innings, 8-5. The Reds beat up on Houston, 9-3. And, of course, Milwaukee put it to Pittsburgh 9-3. Ooh, playoff implications galore. San Diego edged Colorado 5-4. Oakland Athleticos beat the holy living crap out of Boston 20-2.
That was a beatdown.
Oh, my goodness. And, of course, the Los Angeles Angels of Chavez Ravine beat Seattle Mariners. Just crapped all over them 9-1. And then, of course, Arizona edged the Dodgers 4-3. And a game with no playoff implications whatsoever. Los Gemelitos de Minnesota were visiting Los Reales de Kansas City. And, of course, the game was postponed. Like, it really even matters.
You know what I find interesting is not that it was last year on our show when we were kind of doing the Major League Breakdown.
Yes, on the real show.
Divisions on the real show, yeah. And what happened was Cuervo picked the Oakland A's to win the American League West. And I remember, I remember laughing so hard. I was like, are you serious? And he was serious. And guess what? He was just a year off. They took off just a year later. He scouted them really, really well. And then that young pitching, and that's what he was talking about, he was expected to kick in last year. It actually kicked in this year. And they are just quietly, you know, now battling Texas for that division. And they right now have a wild card spot. So,
well, speaking of such things, in the National League East, Washington is ahead of Atlanta 6-5. Their magic number is 25 for elimination, because today is September 1st, ladies and gentlemen. And as the scorekeeper says, that's when he pays attention, because it is September.
Yep.
In the National League Central, Cincinnati has really opened up a gaping lead over St. Louis, 9.5 games, Pittsburgh 10. Of course, in the West, the Giants, the hated ones, are over the Dodgers, 4-5. I called that game, ladies and gentlemen, the very first game the Dodgers had after the blockbuster deal, and they looked awesome. Ever since then, they pretty much suck.
and Matt Kemp doesn't know where the wall's at, so he's out for a little bit.
That's true, and Beckett came over and did exactly what he normally does and get up lit like a Christmas tree in summer. Unbelievable. There were just hits galore that you translate as lights. Both hits and walks, ladies and gentlemen, unless you're Adam Dunn. In the American League East, the New York Yankees are in first, barely ahead of Baltimore by 2 games, Tampa Bay by 4.5, and Boston 14 and Toronto 15. In the Central, the Chicago White Sox are only 2 games ahead of Detroit and 12.5 of the minor league team Los Reales de Kansas City. And then in the American League, my God, in the American League West, the Texas Rangers, with the best record in the American League at 78-53, are only 4 games ahead of Oakland, and it looks like they're only 8.5 ahead of the Angels. The Angels are theoretically still in it. They're 23 games away from elimination. But when they finally get hot, they're 8-2 in the last 10 games. Too bad Texas is 7-3. So,
The Angels are having the problems right now. Their hopes in the playoffs rest on the fact if they can catch in the wild card, which they are in. They're 3.5 games out of a wild card spot. Oakland and Baltimore have those 2 top spots, and ahead of the Angels are Detroit and Tampa Bay.
Yeah, no kidding. And he's already talking about choking. I like that comment in the chat room. That was funny. That's the first time I've ever heard that. I'm going to give Coffee some love on that one. In the chat room, he's like, he just writes, clutch. Clutch.
Yeah,
and I got it right away because I've driven a 5-speed. That was funny. What do you think, Couch Potato? I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it wasn't that in reference to the line before it on Jason.
Jason Kubel, huh?
Yeah.
That's cool. It's all good. I still like it though. I don't know if he was addressing to the Angels or not. I just thought that was funny. Very well done.
There we go.
Let's see. Coffee says they already had too many starting pitchers and corner infielders and threw a ton of money signing more. Well, they are spending a lot of money. And the holes they had, they didn't take care of. Yeah, well. And I think
he's
got it right there. But they're 8.5. They're not out of it yet, big dog. There's still hope for your team.
Yeah, but it's fading fast. When they had their chances against Texas, they didn't produce. They had that 4-game series about a month ago. They took the first 2 very convincingly. I mean, out-hit them, out-did everything against Texas. And then the next 2 games gave those 2 games right back to Texas where they lost the next 2. So that was a wash, and they just haven't been able to put together the wins that they needed to. Texas, much as we've talked about them, that they're having their problems. Of course, the dog days of summer, the heat that is in Texas. But Texas is finding a way to win when they need to win. Whenever they lose, Oakland and the Angels both lose at the same time, so they never lose any ground. Texas is just having their everything go their way, and you never know. They may have a third trip back to the World Series again. I mean, they've done it 2 years in a row. They are the American League champs. You got to kind of still give it to them.
Hey, I want to jump in here. Dun, 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 dun.
I'm Ted Topple. Hey, anyway, I wanted to interrupt because I was just surfing the web as we do, and I had written down a subject to talk about the Fandine over in the Houston Texans game. And then I find another fan that falls from the upper level from the Georgia Dome. I mean, this is great. I'll post these up in the chat room. All of a sudden, we're hearing stories about, you know, fans falling from stands and stuff. I mean, usually, probably. I mean, I don't know the specifics of them, but these are there. I just posted one. I'm gonna post the other one right there in the chat room, and I found the one to talk about early this morning when I woke up. And then I just hit this Georgia Dome one. So we got two fans dying at sporting events, and wow.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to read it, but, I mean, in most cases, you know, it's just an overzealous fan that's had just a little too much alcoholic beverage to drink and gets a little crazy and leans too far over. Now, why they're leaning over the rails that high, you know, I don't know. I know in baseball games, it's sometimes because they're reaching over to try and grab a foul ball. But in the football game, it's a little bit harder, you know. But they were probably just being an overzealous fan. But you're right. I saw both of those, and I just haven't had a chance to click on it. But it seems like a little more things are happening. You know, unfortunately, if it does keep up, they're going to raise those rails. And, of course, if they raise the rails, you know, fans are going to complain. The fans are going to complain that, you know, it's line of sight and all this and all that. But, you know, the fan safety does come first.
I hear this. And the one in the Georgia Dome is a man fell about 35 feet, apparently suffered injuries from, I know this sounds stupid, but when I read it, I chuckled, from blunt force trauma. He passed away at the hospital, and they're going to do an autopsy that was planned for this morning. So it seems to that a couple other people were hurt when he fell. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, especially after last year, the Texas Rangers, Josh Hamilton situation going on there. So, and then we have the other one in Houston. So you're right. It's going to cause an uproar of fans because it's going to create some, I don't want to say, but just things in the way to where fans can't see depending on where you sit.
Now, the one over in Houston, they're already saying that it looks like there may have been some alcohol involved that he, I don't know how he, apparently they're saying that the incident reportedly happened during the third quarter of the game. Another fan of the scene told the Houston Chronicle he heard a very loud noise when he hit the ground. I mean, of course. On Thursday night in Houston, a man identified as 25-year-old Jonathan Kelly fell to his death after witnesses said he was sliding down the outside rail of an escalator at the Houston exhibition game. Let me see. He got on his butt on the rail and slid down.
60 feet. Oh, no, that was that 60 feet?
Stories, dude.
At Reliance Stadium, Lisa, he fell 60 feet from the fifth-floor escalator at Reliance Stadium in Houston. 60 feet, jeez. Yeah, I would imagine that makes one hell of a noise.
No, actually, Sonny, you're incorrect. He only fell from 59 feet because if he was already sliding down, he was not at the 60-foot level. So,
got it. Thank you for that correction.
Yes, you
only the scorekeeper can bring us.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you must be sensitive to everyone involved here, the escalator workers, the union people, all the fans. If you're going to tell it right. Tell it straight, Couch Potato.
See, I was going the other way, guys. See, when he said he fell in 59 feet, I thought it was feet. I'm not as nice as scorekeeper. See, I would have said, well, he was so fat that his ass took over a foot, so that's why it was 59 feet, not 60. But that's just me.
Wow. I can feel the love. Ladies and gentlemen, we are terribly insensitive this morning. We are...
No, I'm laughing. I'm laughing about it. I know I got to go get a brain scan. I mean, that's this is unbelievable. I think I'm laughing at the stupidity. I mean, why, you know...
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we are being insensitive over the fact that two fans fell over and they can go down in fan history as obviously falling for their team. I am sorry for that. I've been waiting like 3 minutes to say that already.
I bet you have.
Yes, I have. And ladies and gentlemen, let it be known that they are a hardcore team that when the chips hit the ground, they were there.
By the way, if Marco Scudero is wearing the wrong jersey for the Giants, wouldn't anybody tell him before he took the field?
They should, and the umpires should have thrown him out of the game because when he comes up to bat, and if he has a wrong jersey number, they're batting out of order. So when they say wearing the wrong jersey, what do you mean, Couch Potato?
Well, evidently, there was an incident with Marco Scudero. Wears the wrong jersey. He had on like the one that has the SF on it instead of San Francisco across.
Oh, okay. Well, that's just an equipment violation. So he would have just been fined. That's all, because he's out of uniform.
Guess it seems so. You know. Anyway, forget it. I guess I better leave
it's
that one
because
alone.
Because the scorekeeper wasn't there, Sonny. The scorekeeper would have made sure that was happening because he always made sure his team was in uniform. That's just the way it is.
Got it.
Yeah, because I don't want to lose money because when you play semi-pro ball, you can get fined for anything, man. So,
you want to hear the reason? He was sweating through the other one so bad he threw on the other one. That's what it says. He said both jerseys were gray, so he didn't, you know. I think I would have taken notice of that. He was sweating so much on Thursday night, he put on the other gray one, but it happened to not be the one that had San Francisco across it. But it had the SF in the corner, so really kind of interesting.
Ladies and gentlemen, knowing that he is a sweat hog, I don't know if you ladies and gentlemen know, but the original, one of the sweat hogs, Horseshack, died 2 weeks ago. Did you guys hear about that? Big Dog,
yes,
are you
okay?
Yes,
I did.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's a sad thing. It's the coffee says
hello.
That's crazy. The equipment manager should have only put the jersey they're wearing for that day in their locker space. He probably had this during their warm up and stuff. So,
yeah.
You're right, Coffee. Someone should have been doing his job. Fire the old man. He's only probably about 90. Get rid of him. I agree. Let's be job creators. Let's fire him. What they can do is get rid of the equipment manager and put a whole bunch of kids to do the job. And you get rid of one regularly paid guy and you hire 18 college graduates. Maybe they'll shut them all up. But I'm sorry. Go ahead, Big Dog.
No, I was just saying that you guys heard about Ozzie Guillen. He, of course, can't keep his mouth shut and he's causing more controversy again about his injured players. Did you guys read about that?
No, but I'm not sure you're going to tell us because we are such Aussie fans here. Go ahead, Big Dog.
he made a statement saying that he's going to make at least one change in his management approach next year. He says he's going to be less patient with injured players. He said, same philosophy, less bull. That's what he said on Wednesday when he gave an interview. He said, that's going to work. He said, it's going to work better. He said that he's been unhappy with the players undergoing lengthy rehabilitation, and the players sometimes wait weeks before accepting organization's advice to undergo surgery, and pledged that practice will no longer be tolerated. And he's said that if management or the doctors say they should have their surgery, he's going to make sure that surgery gets done ASAP and not leave it up to the player and or the player's agent to decide when that's going to happen.
So wow. That's potato?
Yeah.
That's never going to happen. I love Ozzy and I love the idea, but it's just not going to happen. I think he's right, but he's not going to be able to dictate on how that happens. We're talking about major league contracts here. If this was the NFL and he wanted to throw that out there, I would maybe listen a little bit more, but we're talking about major league baseball where everything's screwed up, and even though he's right, that's never going to happen.
Oh, my God, now he's saying he's right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the new Ozzy Guillen. He's going to be sharing with all the fans and all the players what he believes. The power of love. Tough love, I guess.
I like that song. Plus, it reminds
well,
me
ladies
Texas.
And gentlemen, it seems like... See, the power of love, ladies and gentlemen. Looks like Ozzy Guillen is on another rant. I guess the Miami Marlins must suck again because he's trying to
yes.
get into the press. Let's see, where is Miami?
They closed down that reality thing they were doing with them because
they're
they were so bad.
12 games back in the wild card.
Yeah, they closed down. They had like a reality show on TV about them. I forgot the name of what it was called, but they closed it down 2 weeks early because they're just so bad.
Yeah, they are so bad, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ozzy Guillen that I'm surprised LetMeHearYou.com actually allowed me to continue broadcasting, or the reality is no one was listening to that particular broadcast. But when Ozzy Guillen was mouthing off, something, I guess it was last week because I haven't done the game in a while, Ozzy Guillen made some sort of a statement, and I spoke in Ozzy Guillen's tongue. I thought it was actually pretty damn funny, quite frankly. But since I got away with it, probably because I am of Hispanic background, I thought it was absolutely funny because I was watching it live and they were talking about Ozzy Guillen and they were reading a statement and I said, oh no, that statement's in perfect English. Read it the way Ozzy would read it. Oh my God, I thought it was absolutely hilarious, but obviously I was only entertaining myself.
See, only we find humor in that.
Oh, well, he is unable to speak English. He does not speak it correctly. I mean, nor do I, but I fully admit that. I understand where my verbose is, ladies and gentlemen, and I get that. My lexicon is in need of English study. I have arrived at such a conclusion. I have no safe harbor when it comes to intellectual greatness, ladies and gentlemen. The epiphany for me has arrived when I understand that my English is lacking.
So what?
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Did I go a little bit above everyone?
Wow. That was good. That was good for a Saturday morning.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to...
I love the comment that Coffee's got in the chat room. It says, it's no surprise that the White Sox went from being terrible... when Ozzy Guillen was their manager, he says, to dumping Ozzy and getting good, and the Marlins, who should have been good, are terrible with Ozzy there.
Coffee, you are 100% correct. I said the same thing. Ozzy Guillen is not a good manager. He won the World Series his first time out. Same thing with Bob Brindley. Where's Bob Brindley now?
You had to bring that one up. Bob Brindley beating the White Sox or beating the Yankees in the World Series.
No, sir. He just won his first year, and that was it. Didn't do anything after that. Same with Ozzy Guillen.
But he won
it was a matter of circumstances, ladies and gentlemen.
That one so well, right?
I remember it classically. It was a very important year in American history. I'm not really overtly concerned that the Rangers beat the Yankees in 2001. It was good for baseball. They won legitimately.
Absolutely.
The Arizona Diamondbacks beat the Yankees, clearly, 4-3. And as my friend Fausto loves to say when I brought him aboard for that program, on Couch Potatoes program.
Yeah, Fausto.
Him. That's Tony. But I wasn't going to go with his Hispanic name, but that's Fausto. That's the guy I've been talking about for years that I've been trying to get on. Did you listen to that program, Sonny? He knows his stuff, doesn't he?
Yes, I did listen to that show, and I did. And why
and then
I
said, I've been trying to get this guy on for 3 years.
Yeah, Fausto is Tony in Spanish, right?
That Tony is Antonio, so not necessarily. They've just called him that because I think
okay.
his middle name is Arnold.
Well, Anthony is considered a Tony, right? So
yeah,
okay.
His real name is Faustino, so maybe the Faustino translates to Anthony Tony.
Yes, got it.
Yeah, so that's why. I wasn't prepared to call him by Faustino. I don't want to embarrass
that's
the poor
cool
kid
name,
on air.
By the way. Tony and Fausto are cool names.
They actually are, but I gave him the shot. But did you listen to him on the program?
Yes,
now
I
you
did.
Know why, Sonny? That's the same guy.
You need to. Yep, he's
I even
star.
Said it on air. I said, now you know, ladies and gentlemen, why I've been wanting this guy on here for 3 years.
He's a star. He's really good. I like the way that he puts things together. And it took me a couple of days to get to that episode, but I think if you brought him along, you're going to like it, and it's going to be fun.
I thought his moment had arrived, and I gave him the moment to shine when I said, okay, speaking as a Giant fan, what do the Dodgers need? Did you notice his analysis? It was awesome. And when the other guy, Idaho Spud, when he gave it on the Dodgers, he gave me a one-word sentence. I thought that was funny. But, yeah, he tells it like it is. He knows his Dodgers. He knows it very well. And it was a lot of fun to bring him on. So, let's see. Coffee in the chat room is saying, Fausto, you mean Roberto Hernandez? He stole someone's name. He may have, but that's neither here nor there. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, he is a star. He is he's out there, and I'm trying to get him on, but he told me after, we had a long conversation after the program, he says, man, you're right, dude. I mean, this is a guy that went on cold turkey, and I said, dude, your daughter just pulled off a blockbuster trade. We're going live in 5 minutes. Call in. He called in from the get-go.
There you go.
That was funny. It was good. I enjoyed having him on. And you know I haven't spoken to him in about a year. He's in Las Vegas.
I can't believe this. I'm back to the Marco Scudero thing. Why are they making such a huge deal about this stupid jersey?
Because it's a slow news day, Sonny. And to put it away, again, the only thing that's going to happen is he's going to be fined for being out of uniform. That's it. That's all it is.
But it's
We're
still
done.
A San Francisco Giant. I mean, it's not like he did. See, I get
Sonny,
punishing
there is
people
a uniform.
Who do something on purpose, but
Sonny,
I don't think he did this on purpose. Do you?
It doesn't matter if he did it on purpose. He should be fined, and that's it. It's done. Next time he'll make sure. I mean, for the money that Scudero makes, he'll have the right uniform on next time, Sonny.
You know what? There's a lot of things in Major League Baseball that are screwed up that they're not putting their hands on and taking care of, but yet they want to jump on somebody for accidentally putting on a wrong jersey. I mean,
what?
Geez Louise, like there's nothing else in Major League Baseball that's got a lot of things to be taken care of, but you got to worry about an accidental thing. That's just dumb.
Well, Sonny, what is Major League Baseball going to do with Mark Scudero, honestly?
Well, they're going to fine him, and that's
Are they, in fact, going to fine him based on what you're telling
me? Well, hold on. You want to talk about it, and it says here, and I agree with them, the kangaroo court that is Major League Baseball, when it comes to stupid things, they go above and beyond stupid, and instead of taking care of the things that they really need to concentrate on in order to make the game better or to work on some things, they got to pick on a player who it was obvious this was not done on purpose. And
are you related to Marco Scudero? Or
no,
do you have
no,
it's
just
on Marco Scudero.
It wouldn't matter if it was Jose Canseco. Okay,
oh, yeah.
or Mark McGwire or Barry Bonds. I would think that's
wondering
stupid.
When he was going to come in on it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand, and here's the editorial by the scorekeeper. As a matter of fact, baseball will be fining Marco Scudero for his uniform faux pas, his lack thereof, because with videographic evidence, I was going to say videography evidence, but I think I blew that one. But thank God it's only English that I've been known to blow. The reality is that they have video evidence that he broke the rules. And since they are incapable of nailing Roger Clemens and they're incapable of nailing Barry Bonds, they have to nail Marco Scudero to show that baseball is through and through a league that follows the rules.
Hey, Big Doug. Sounds like bullshit. Bullshit. Sounds like bullshit.
I call bullshit, too.
Yeah.
Hey, hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go.
Bullshit level, DEFCON 5.
Alert 1, ladies and gentlemen. Alert 1. We are going to DEFCON 5. Contact the Nimitz Air Group. We're going to launch an alpha strike and put an end to this bullshit, ladies and gentlemen. We are on a DEFCON 5 alert, which DEFCON 5, these idiots don't realize, is just normal peacetime operations. DEFCON 1 is all-out war, but that's okay. And did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that DEFCON 1 has only been called once in the history of the United States? Even with all the crises that we've had, we've never really been at DEFCON 1, even in the wars that we've been in.
Wow, you're on top of things. That's a historian waiting to happen.
I am a historian. Armchair historian, so get it right. And speaking of bullshit, ladies and gentlemen, going over to Houston, I don't know if you've even heard... Oh, wait. I'm not even going to touch that blow comment, Roger. Way too easy. Go ahead, Poppy. Go ahead.
Hey, no. You said it right, though, scorekeeper.
Bullshit? Houston?
No, your comment is... You said English is the only thing I blow, so...
Well, yeah. We'll see what he has to say.
It wasn't
or
too
what she
easy.
Has to say. We'll see. And we have our first guest in the morning. Thanks for joining us. We are Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. Big Dog, help me out on this. I know you know the big story. Roger Clemens has been clocked at 88 miles an hour, ladies and gentlemen. The 98-year-old right-hander, recently acquitted in federal court, is throwing again, pitching again, bitching again, whatever you want to say. He's out on the diamond. He's on the mound. That gopher waiting to happen is looking to be close to signing a major league deal, ladies and gentlemen. And of all people, it's going to happen in the Lone Star State. Big Dog, do you have any news on us for the Houston Astros?
I was going to say, I don't think the Texas Rangers would touch him. Go ahead, Big Dog.
No, the Houston Astros, when he pitched his game the last week before, there were scouts in the stands. I believe it was the Houston Astros and I believe Milwaukee were there also. There were two teams there. I can't remember who the other one was.
Bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, exactly. Of course, he pitched 3 1/3. I think he only gave up a couple of hits. He said he overextended himself by going those 3 1/3 innings. So the stamina, of course, he is not there. But I guess maybe for a 50-year-old, he did okay. I don't know, but he will be pitching again on September 7th.
He will be living infamy, ladies and gentlemen.
So we'll see what happens there. And he says he is open to the idea of possibly coming back to the majors. His stuff, as scorekeeper said, he was throwing about 87, 88 miles an hour. That's what his fastball was clocked at. Seems to be throwing a lot more change-ups and off-speed stuff. But he says if he does well on his next outing on September 7th, that he will consider making the jump back to the major leagues if the offer is given to him. He said right now, after the first game that he pitched, he said because of personal pride that he would not have accepted a contract to the majors, which I think is bullshit. He would have accepted it. But he says if he does well on the second start, that yes, he is open to the realization that he could still pitch at a major league level.
Well, obviously, he misremembers his English as well, ladies and gentlemen. I do want to welcome in the chat. Well, actually, do I have the... Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of A's. We got to clean up this switchboard. There's so many A's on this. It's getting frustrating. Everyone should have their own code. Actually, they do have their own code. So we're going to be setting that up shortly. But let's see, where is it? Is the entry here? Probably isn't on this channel. Let's see. Oh, no, here it is. He's in the chat room. Let me suck up to him because he hasn't registered for the league yet. But here it is.
Oh, yeah. You didn't know? Your ass better call somebody.
I hate you, Couch Potato. I hate you, dude, because that is one of the best intros for a site, a fellow co-host there is in all of Blog Talk Radio anywhere.
It is the best. intro for.
Yes, on the best sports program, the real sports program. I get that, couch potato.
No, it is the best. I was actually thinking at the time I was watching old WWE clips, and because I needed an intro for him, I said, "Oh God, that would be perfect for Cuervo." Good morning, Cuervo.
And it was so great to hear. To hear that intro live one last time on the 1000th Raw when Road Dogg came back.
Yes. Although, that was pretty lame, though, don't you think?
Yeah, but he knew he was going to do it.
I mean, all it was promos and three wrestling matches for three freaking hours. Good Lord. Anyway, that's for Matt Alvarez's show.
Which has been doing incredibly well lately.
And, you know, Matt must be really happy, you know, now that they have a Saturday morning Raw, he gets to wake up, you know, after he watches his cartoons, he can watch wrestling.
Oh, hold on a minute. That was at 6:51 a.m.
You got to write that one down in your journal.
You bet damn right I got to write that one down. Oh, my God. Oh,
that's awful.
C12. Oh, it's right here in my desk, dumb butt. Okay, anyway. Now it's 6:51 a.m., morning cartoons. Well done, big dog. Yeah, well, ladies and gentlemen, I've already put in for it. MDB Media will be celebrating its fourth anniversary on air on September 25th. We're going to be doing a two-hour program. Yes?
Well, there you go, Rex. See, you just said it. In 36 years, we're going to be doing our 40th.
Very well done, big dog. Very well done.
Good cover.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it there. Good morning, Cuervo, and good morning, everyone. We're going to be doing a two-hour program on September 25th. We're going to go on at 7 p.m. Our lead-in will be the Five Tool Show, and we're already collecting the voice recordings of all of our flubs, all of our funny moments, everything that we've had over the year. I'm actually going to steal one from the couch potato, I'm telling him, and I'll let him know when I'm going
to
be playing it.
You
but
don't
it was
need
absolutely
to tell me.
Funny.
Just
oh, hell
did
yeah.
You say, did you say the fluff? Are we having a fluffer on the show? Hell, I'm going to the studio.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I knew you wouldn't get that. I knew Sonny would get it, but I was worried you would.
I don't know what that means. But
wow,
I didn't know
you had that kind of production over there, guys.
Yeah,
I might have taken a plane.
Anyway, we're going to be doing a two-hour extravaganza on Tuesday night, and we're going
to
have all of the best moments of NDB Media. I'm already getting suggestions from other people, and we're going to be playing sound bites of how well we screwed up the on-air waves, the on-air digital airwaves. So, Big Dog, this one is for you, dude. A little bit of love. It's the best I can do because I just don't have the voice for it.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
It's the Big Dog.
Who let the dogs out?
It's the Big Dog. I did.
That's funny.
His name is Big Dog. His name is Big Dog. And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. His name is a Big Dog. You know that. So I'm sorry, nothing like the, you didn't know? I could almost do it without the music, huh, Couch Potato? I did that one time, didn't I? Oh, you didn't know?
I was like, did I push the button?
I know. It was funny because I think you were using my channel. We didn't have the sound set up, and I just... I didn't write that one down, thank God. But, yeah. And I think Cuervo does remember that one. Like, sorry, dude, don't have your intro. And right after that, Couch Potato did bring in the intro. So there we are, ladies and gentlemen. We're nearing the halfway mark. And,
hey,
oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's, oh, geez, Cuervo. Dude, I cannot believe I missed it yesterday. You are so right, Cuervo. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
It was his big day. Guys, let's embarrass ourselves, all right? We mean it. We know Cuervo. We've met him. He is the crutch of the pro. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. We met him when he was on crutches, and man, he was a team player back then. Guys, shall we do it? Do we do the English version or do we do the Spanish version?
Do both.
I don't know if I want to do Spanish. Ladies and gentlemen, on three. One, two, three. Happy birthday to you, you
Alan
sons of. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Cuervo.
Happy
birthday to
you.
Hey, Cuervo, just remember this, dude. Remember who sang it.
Oh, geez, you know what we just did?
And it was yesterday, yes? We sang to the young kid. Yeah, we did.
Oh, no. We're not allowed to do that, man. We could get fined by the writer of Happy Birthday, and we could pay a royalty fine on that. You got to watch how many downloads happen on this show because of the royalties of singing that song. Oh, my gosh.
But I can't carry a tune. If someone can actually say that I really did steal that song.
Sonny,
wow.
Sonny, you and
that's
I are you and Sonny, you and I are off the hook because we only did parts of the song.
I actually ran Allen Iverson because I knew what it was, so that's why I just kind of said that. So it was just a different written version.
That was written? My hoarseness is written. I sang, and I fully admit it.
Yeah, so watch out for the royalty police.
Isn't that guy dead? Or
yes,
girl dead
the
already?
Their family still collects on it. So if someone sings happy birthday in the show, the family still collects royalties. And that's the God's honest truth. I did the research because I was like, what? And every time, it's actually, happy birthday is actually a copywritten song, and the family makes money every time it's put out, like on a TV show or whatever the case may be. And
that's
just
why
not,
no one sings happy birthday anymore.
That could be it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I fully apologize. I did not know. We will cease and desist. Seriously, I had no idea, and that's the first time I haven't even sung happy birthday for my mom on air. Oh,
yeah,
God, I can't believe I admitted that. But anyway, yeah, so I do apologize, and there it is. We won't do it again.
Yeah, see, you don't need to send a letter.
Yeah, cease and desist.
How old is Cuervo?
Shut up.
He's not a girl. He's a guy. He can tell how old he is.
Well, I don't know. We want to embarrass him because we're a bunch of old fogies, and this guy can still play Smash Mouth football, dude.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact, I think that's what he does.
If I remember correctly, I think Cuervo's 30.
Oh, here we go. Now we're
the big 3-0.
Yeah, we're going to tell him out on air. Dude, I'm sorry, dude. Thank you, Cuervo. He says that was beautiful.
Yeah,
I sang. Pussy didn't.
I did it right.
He's 29 and 31.
Yeah, very good.
Man.
Well, you should know that. You should know that, Couch Potato. Oh,
hey,
my God.
Now maybe
he's
I
in
don't
the chat room.
The brain scan.
Unbelievably so. He's in the chat room. You know what? But before we do that, I mean, the Couch Potato was on air long before we were on air. So let me go ahead and do it for him.
No,
let me
it wasn't.
Get him on. Because I haven't done this one in a while because he's always on with us.
Oh
yes, ladies and gentlemen.
10 minutes.
He is the hardest working man in sports radio. His name is Couch. Potato is in the house. Oh, yeah, he is the hardest working man in sports. I think my voice is back, guys, because I haven't been able to do that one in a while. And, of course, in the chat room, I'm going to do it because I love him, too. Here he is. He is the man who always saves our bacon, and there it is. His name is Tim, is in the house. Tim, he's in the house this morning. And he always comes over that hill and that frosty bite from the north. Always comes over the hill to save our day because he is the smartest man when it comes to baseball and history. He's Tim! And horse. Oh, my goodness. And if I play my prerogative from Bobby Brown, I only have the Britney Spears version. But it's my prerogative. I've always loved that song, if you've listened to it, by Bobby Brown. That's the song that I play for coffee. My prerogative. I like that. And he thought it was like some other song from Britney Spears. No, no, no. It's Bobby Brown, baby. My prerogative. It's my prerogative. I thought it was apropos for what the hell is his name? Oh yeah, Coffee 77. Did I lose everyone?
Yeah, we heard you sing. Where's Swift Couch?
Oh, he put himself on me. Oh no, wait. Oh, he dropped. He's back in. You see, Couch Potato never signs in under co-host, which he probably should have bring himself in. Because whenever I drop, that's the only reason why I'm in the chat or in the switchboard with him to assist him. Because Couch Potato always does such a wonderful program on his real program that, you know, I'll just help him out. I know my rightful spot. You know, I'm the number two guy. I'm the color guy. And when Cuervo's on, I'm shit. I'm, you know how they always say, who's batting on deck in the hole? Well, I'm not even in the hole. I'm in the abyss, guys. And that's the way we used to do it on a high school team.
There's a couple of jokes there, and I'm just going to leave them alone.
Go ahead, big dog. Go ahead. You're in the Inland Empire. It's not like I can reach across and do the Superman on you. Come on.
No,
well,
no,
you guys got the fluffers. You never know what's going on in the hole there. So.
Hell yeah. I got to make sure I'm going back to the studio and Porky's place next week because there's fluffers there. Hell.
I get free flights, so, man, I need to go visit your the fluffer or L.A.
Well, if you guys do show up, I will have the studio ready to go for you guys because I have room for actually, I have room for, let me see, one, two... I have room for five co-hosts. When we did election night in 2008, we had six people here in the studio, and actually it was seven because Gmo was helping us as well. That was one of the best nights we ever had, guys, election night 2008. We're going to be doing it again, too.
Well, if they do election covers, there probably will be fluffers for sure then.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're at the halfway mark. And I don't know if Cuervo's going to join us in the football league because he hasn't registered yet. No,
yeah,
we
got to find out. Cuervo, where are you at? Get the email.
Oh, well, maybe he's not gonna play with us. He doesn't like team number six. But right now it's Roger Noriega, John Scott, Alan Diaz, Sonny Clark, Owner Six, Todd Washburn, and David Skolnick. Those are the guys that are in the league. Two divisions. Six teams, three in each.
How do you know he's not owner six?
He is owner six. Because we have no name for him, no team, no nothing.
Oh. He's registering right now.
Is that what he says?
That's what he says in the chat room.
Okay. Oh, wait, I haven't been noticing. Tim's been putting up some comments. Oh, yeah, you know, I always get these comments by Tim on my Facebook feed that, you know, so-and-so's this and this, and then I'm like, oh, wow, what is this? Oh, he's talking about some dumbass baseball player.
Hey, I like his feed.
Oh, I know, but
informed.
He's always talking about these guys that even I don't know of. I'm like,
well,
wow.
See, and that's what makes the show on the Early Bird Fantasy show pretty good as far as Andre.
Oh, is he in on that program
stuff
as well in the morning?
Huh?
Is he there in the mornings?
No, but he helps me because sometimes I'll remember what he said, and then I'll start doing some research as Andrea's talking about a guy. So he actually helps me. So thanks, Tim.
You mean Andrea talks about someone other than Adam Dunn?
No, we talk about the Nationals a lot. Speaking of that, she pondered a good question. Who in the National League is going to beat them?
Who's what?
Who in the National League is going to beat them?
Who gives a damn?
Nationals?
Well,
they're not going to have Strasburg. Who gives a damn?
Nah, that's a bunch of crap, and you know it. They can't shut down their ace. That's just not going to happen.
So, in other words, the team is full of it yet again.
Which team isn't?
Yeah. The Yankees?
Supposedly, according to the articles, Strasburg is good for two, maybe three more starts, and they say they'll shut them down. But if they make the playoffs, which it certainly seems that they're going to be in the playoffs, I can't see them shutting them down.
They're the
winning
team in baseball. They're going to make the playoffs. But we're looking at this
long-term career because Washington is back, and we're looking over being competitive over the next 10, 15 years.
Hey, guys,
hell.
You never know
no
if you're going to be back next year.
No chance in hell do they shut him down.
Ask Dan Marino about that, about him, that one comment. I mean, I still remember it.
I remember it as well, Big Dog, during the Super Bowl. Remember that?
He's like, you know, if we don't win the Super Bowl, I'll be back again. He never went back to the Super Bowl ever again. You know,
wow,
so you gotta make the most of whatever chance that you have. And Strasburg, I mean, you never know. They could be like Miami. Everybody expected them to be a great team this year, and they sucked.
Wait a minute, who
they
said
are
to be a great? Wait. Time for
playoffs.
Who the hell said that the Miami Marlins were going to be great this year?
Wait a minute, I'm sorry, I didn't say that,
so I wasn't listening.
Maybe not great. They were expected to make the playoffs.
Great.
Especially with the expanded playoffs.
It was wild.
Huh? Or at least, if you believe the experts, they were going
exactly.
to be.
Exactly.
That's the problem.
As a matter of fact, the only thing I said early this year is with Ozzie Guillen, same thing as Bobby Valentine. That's going to be a waste of time, folks. That's what
I said early on.
I said it's going to be a waste of time.
I'm changing my opinion about Bobby Valentine.
Well, guess it looks like he has a job now secured.
And he should. That nonsense about the players going to the owners, that right there solidified
that
guy. He should.
That's horseshit.
And that is. Players going to the owners saying they don't like the coach. You know, that's like going, you know, that's just a bunch of crap. You know, he's a baseball coach, and he took over a team that was already a complete disaster in the dugout and in the locker room, and he's trying to install discipline, and the young boys don't like it. And that, you know, say what you want about his managing style, whether he's good, bad, or indifferent, he is also trying to install discipline, and that's what the spoiled, rotten little brats in Boston that play for the Red Sox don't understand. Now, he may not be a good manager, but at least he's trying to instill something. And he does it old school, and someone gets offended about the way he approached someone. Oh, great play in the field. You know, hell with you, you know. Sit down and think about it. It was a great play. What did you do wrong, you little punk? Anyway, that's my soapbox.
Oh, speaking of little punk, I'll let him get away with it because now it looks like Cuervo is registered for the league. So I don't know how many players we're going to have on this team, guys.
Very, very good.
Yeah, because, let's see, I've got a league settings. Yeah, here we go. Since I've got you on right now, how many, look, we have 8 active players, a total of 14 max, 1 active quarterback, 2 running backs, 2 wide receivers, 1 tight end, 1 kicker, and 1 special teams guy, you know, DST, which gets to play everywhere. Is that all we're going to have? Are we going to have some more points? What are we going to do? I like where we play against each other, every week we end up playing. That's why I wanted the big dog in, but he's a dumbass.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. It says we have 7 teams? Uh-oh.
No, big dog's got a life.
We've got 7 teams.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. So should we just all be in one division as opposed to 2?
Yes.
Okay, done. We're all in one division. Oh, look, Windy City Flyers. That's the name of the team. So Sonny, I had to change your team abbreviation to Sonny D.
Why?
Because you didn't put one in.
I thought I put Sunny Days.
Yeah, you put Sunny Days as your team name, but the team abbreviation, you left that one blank. So I put Sunny D.
Oh, got it. Thank you.
For your abbreviation.
I
brought out the team from the old-time history, the Los Angeles Express, ladies and gentlemen. And I gotta tell you, I'm really looking forward to this. We're going to be doing – hey, guys, if you want in, we still have time. Coffee, you want in on football so you can – stop talking your crap and put up or shut up, Tim.
Oh.
Learn football. Well, he knows his stuff. I invited him.
I like you calling him out. That's good.
Oh, here we go. Wait. People need to quit blaming Bobby Valentine. It's not his fault. It's Theo Espin's and Ben Sherrington's. No, actually, Cuervo, it is his fault because he's a bad manager. He is. He's a bad manager. He doesn't know how to deal with people, and he's a bad manager.
Him.
What has he ever done? Oh, wait.
I agree
he went
with
to
him.
The World Series once. Oh, my God.
I agree with Tim.
You what?
I agree with Tim.
With Tim?
Tim McLeod. Tim McLeod.
What the hell's Tim saying?
I agree with... he says, I agree. Bobby was stuck with what he had, not exactly his team.
Oh, God. The bile is coming up. Oh.
But at least the inmates are no longer running the asylum. Absolutely, Tim. I agree 100%. Thank you. Thank you, Tim.
No, I'm not arguing with Tim because I will generally leave Tim's comments there because I have this stupid respect and admiration for the Canadian. The bile is coming up because of Coffee's comments.
Paul saying that Bobby's an excellent manager? Yeah.
Shut up, big dog.
I saw that too, and I was like,
that
oh,
might
boy.
Be a push that he's excellent, but, you know, he gets
I think might be a push.
I think
as in Coffee's getting pushed or he's pushing. Which one is it?
No. What I'm saying is that you said you gave me the facts, so I didn't look it up. I just took it as gold. Okay. You said Bobby Valentine was this manager that came in second the most.
As a matter of fact, when you look up the numbers, he leads in the history of sports.
Oh, second place, right?
Yeah.
Second place, right?
He has spent the most time in second place more than anyone, which says a lot. It does.
No, it doesn't. It says that the owners didn't get the team to get them over the hump. How about that? Because he's not out on the field. Someone's got to do it on the field. So he only can put the team out there finishing second. The players have got to get up and over. That's not the manager's spot.
I don't know if I wholly agree with that, Sonny. Only because I look at more in that type of way in basketball. You know, like the Bulls. The Bulls were always the same core team that they were. They just could not get over that hump until Phil Jackson came. You know, so sometimes you do need the right type of manager to get you over that hump. Same thing with the Lakers. The Lakers had Shaq and Kobe and everybody else, Fisher and all those guys, and they couldn't do jack shit in the playoffs. Until Phil Jackson came to the Lakers. And, it took them about a year to get acclimated into everything. And then once they got to the finals, that was it. You know, he won, what is it, four out of six finals? Five out of six finals? Big Doc,
stop making good points and making my comment look really bad. All right? I don't appreciate it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was just rubbing my temples over the comment by Cuervo. All right, I'm sorry, Cal. I'm that messed up. Now I said Calpote. I was going
to
say Calpote.
You need a brain scan.
Coffee said, actually, don't laugh, guys. I'm going to be getting a brain scan very soon. I really am. I'm going to be getting one very soon. They want to know why these headaches that I've had for almost a month now don't go away. So
I want to know why I can remember what I said 5 seconds ago. So I need one. So
well, you have
I just want to know
syndrome.
Why I can't remember what I said 5 seconds ago. So that's why I need one.
Well, you've got how many times have you had a concussion? How many times has your wife put you on the ground, dude? How many times?
Well, I don't know his wife, but I'm hoping that at least once a night or something.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it's much and often, but
open.
I'm talking about the times that he really got nailed where she gave him a concussion.
I left the door so wide open you can back up a truck through that one. I mean, you hear the beeping sound. Beep, beep, beep.
Hey, Matt. Good morning. It's nice to know that the Saturday morning cartoons are finished.
Matt, do not listen to the archives of this show.
Don't listen to the archives?
Don't listen to the archives of this show, Matt.
Matt, Couch Potato blew you some love this morning. I did as well, but this time it was the big dog.
It's like a weekly. We go on rotation.
Okay, hold on. We even wrote down the time.
No, don't tell him the time.
I was just saying how it worked out very well for him because, he does wrestling, show part of, part of his shows were wrestling. So I told, that's why I said it. I'll repeat it. I don't have a problem. If he wants to call in, it's fine. But,
anyways, ladies and gentlemen, Matt Alvarez has one of our leading programs here on NDB Media. He's on every Friday like clockwork, unlike the San Francisco Giants. He's there every Friday at 1 p.m. It's a lot of fun listening to Matt Alvarez. I missed him yesterday. I was home, but I wasn't feeling well. And I regret it because Matt knows that when I have my Friday off, I usually listen in at least for an hour during the programs. And this was my Friday to listen in, and I just wasn't able to, and I missed out. Matt, I still say, don't take this badly, but you are our Jim Rome. Except the difference between Jim Rome and you is that you actually... you're actually better. You don't throw tantrums, dude. You're a lot better. It's just because of his style.
Matt Alvarez don't have an ego that's so big that he thinks that it doesn't stink.
That's right, and that's the thing. I just like his style because he throws it out there. He lets people think about it. I almost expect him to say one time, okay, come on, caller. And then they'll say what they say, rack 'em, or you're out of here. But that's too much of a conceptual ripoff there. We've got the entire team here. Hey, Matt, we've got one more spot for the football team. Do you want in? Let me know. The draft will be on in about 44 minutes. We'll be doing it live.
I got one. If Matt joins your football league, the name of his team will be the Purple People Eaters.
That's very funny. I mean, we respect and admire, but we're always going to take the Barney cheap shots. I'll never forget, and I wish I would have written down the time that Tim McLeod called in, and you had to strain at first to hear it, and then when the volume went up, you heard him play Barney in the background. Gosh darn it, Tim called in to punk Matt. That was funny.
Sonny, wasn't the Minnesota Vikings, weren't they called the Purple People Eaters before? Who were they? Was it the Minnesota?
It's a football
reference, scorekeeper. I don't know what you're talking about.
In the 70s.
I was referencing Minnesota. I don't know who you're referencing when I'm saying the Purple People Eaters.
Yeah.
I plead the fifth on that one.
That's cool. Hey, no, Tim, actually, we're good. We have seven teams in one division. So I just want to know if we want to add an eighth team, because if we get an eighth team, then we can go back to two divisions. If not,
of course, I don't remember what I said 5 minutes ago.
We can still stay in one division, so that's cool. Just want to know if Matt wants to join, because he hasn't registered. He's pulling a Cuervo on us, so that's... Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that?
Yeah. Of course, I can't remember what I said 5 minutes ago, so...
That's baloney, because you know exactly what you said. That he's registering now! That's all right, guys. We're having a good time. Big Dog, any stories that you want to go over right now? Because I know you always prep, dude. You're the one keeping Sports Talk with the guys going every Saturday.
Actually, yes, I wanted to get your guys' take on Kenley Jensen being out indefinitely and how that's going to affect the Dodgers.
Wow. I did notice that, Big Dog, because there was another guy saving games. Oh, and first of all, Coffee? I got that comment about anyone who watches baseball should know about that guy. Well, sir, I don't watch baseball, so there you are. All right, going back to Jensen, this is not going to be – look, the guy that they have is going to be okay. He's already saved some games, quite a few as a matter of fact. But having this guy out, every time you lose your closer, it's a big deal. And – I don't know. What is the actual prognosis, Big Dog? Is he gone for the season or just right now indefinitely?
As of right now, it's indefinitely. The reason why it caught my eye, because it was a little close to what I'm going through, not quite the same, but he was having heart problems. So that's why I clicked on it. I was like, oh, okay, let's see what he's going through. He is having an abnormal heartbeat, and evidently he's had that problem before, but it now is coming up more often. So the doctors put him on the shelf. They want to figure out what's wrong and why is his heartbeat beating abnormally. So he's out indefinitely. They're hoping for him to return by the end of the season, but that depends on what the cardiologist, I guess he's seeing the specialist, of course. The Dodgers cardiologist is going to see him, I believe it's Tuesday, and they're hoping they get a positive readings from all this, and maybe it's just rest or maybe a medication that he can take. As long as he tells Major League Baseball that he's taking medication so he doesn't get tagged for taking something. But he will be out indefinitely, and of course he's having a great season for them this year. He's 5-3. With a 2.54 ERA and 25 saves this year.
Wow.
Yeah, Tim is talking about the chat room, or in the chat room, that it's a shame the kid's only 24. It's a big deal,
yep.
Dude. This really is a big deal. And, dude, yeah, it's a bummer. It's a shame, man.
Yep. That's a song.
Sorry, what was that? That's it?
I think that's a song. Ain't that a shame?
Oh, okay.
Yes, it is. Very good song. And, of course, one of our favorite people that we like to see, or at least I do anyway, Bob Uecker gets his own statue finally in Milwaukee, and he's going to have it. It's going to be positioned next to Hank Aaron's statue that's there, and they had a news conference about it. Hank Aaron actually was at the news conference with Bud Selig. Bud Selig actually gave Bob Uecker his first baseball career job in Milwaukee as a scout. And, of course, Uecker did not do very well. And Selig then made him an announcer. And, of course, the rest is history. He's been announcing him for over 30 years. He's 77 years old now. And it's funny, when Hank Aaron got up there, to say a speech about talk about Uecker, they were making fun of him, saying that Hank Aaron's statue is pleading to be positioned further away from Bob Uecker. Uecker was such a bad player. Of course, he was a career 200 hitter, and I believe he only hit like 14 home runs in his big league career. But I've always liked listening to him. Yeah, he's a funny guy in interviews. Always loved putting himself down. He did, of course, win a world championship. I believe it was with the Reds, scorekeeper. Is that correct?
Yes, you are right.
Okay, and I do remember seeing one story.
Sonny, who the hell are we talking about?
Bob Uecker, very funny.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Uecker. Bob Uecker is kind of like the crown prince of baseball.
Yes, he is.
You know, the guy that goes around with the goofiness, he's along that same level, you know. He may not be what baseball represents out on the baseball field itself, but he personifies what baseball is all about. That's why Bob Uecker is such a classic.
Yes, I remember him telling a story one time way back in the day when he was on Johnny Carson. You know, but this was, of course, before Jay Leno. And he was talking about how, you know, he's such a bad baseball player, but he just liked to make the fans think he was running really fast. So whenever he hit the ball and he was running down the first base line, you know, you swing your arms up and down. He said he would swing his hand, and he would move his hand really high one time so his hand would flip the helmet off. And he said it would make him seem like he was running really fast, and he was running so fast that his helmet flew off.
Love it. That's why. It's genuinely baseball funny. That's why. That's what makes Uecker so great. And then add on the fact that he was on major leagues. But I'll tell you what really got it is, you know, you're in the wrong seat, fella. He goes, oh, I must be in the front row. And he's up at the top of the stadium where no one's underneath him, where he goes, he missed the tag. I even go to YouTube just to watch that, just in case I need a laugh. And that's what baseball's all about.
That's the old Miller Lite commercials, right?
Yep.
Miller Lite. Yep.
Yep.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that before we do anything else, we are going to be doing a 16-round draft. The teams are up to 16 players, and it's going to be a lot of fun, ladies and gentlemen. So we have Roger Noriega, Todd Washburn, Sonny Clark, John Scott, Alan Diaz, David Skolnick, and, of course, Cuervo, who's going to be joining us. So let's see. Oh, can we set up a keeper league? Should we set up a keeper league? You guys want to do that?
That's if you want to continually do it year after year. And I depend as far as the keepers are concerned, how many you can keep, I think, is huge, too.
All right, we're going to set it up. The league will use keepers. There's three of them. And
yeah.
I think that'll be good. What do you think?
That would be. Three's good.
All right. And all right, my league will use keepers. Starting next year or this year?
Next year.
Well, it says my league will use my league will not use keepers. My league will use keepers starting next year, or my league will use keepers. So we'll start with this year then, right, at the third option.
Correct.
All right. It's cool, guys. It's going to be a lot of fun. This is the first time I ever done a football one. Oh, wait. 16 rounds. You guys are going to be seriously impaired by the time that's done.
Well, we did 25 rounds last week.
Yeah, but how long is that going to take? I mean, is that going to be under 3 hours?
Well, we were done in two in reality, but we just extended the show just to talk more score. It just depends. It depends on how many minutes are in between the picks. If I'm not mistaken, we only had it a minute and 15 seconds to make a selection.
Oh, yeah. I have it. Well, it was 75 seconds, but I moved it back to 90 seconds. You think I should make it 1:15 again?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can get it done in the 2 hours then.
Okay, we'll make it 75 seconds.
And I better log into
seconds.
CBS now before I forget how to do it.
Yeah, we're almost done with this, guys. It's going to be a lot of fun. This is the first time that I play football since like about 10 years ago, and I went to the Super Bowl in that league, and I got my butt clocked. Man, it was embarrassing. The guy had like 100 points going into the game already. When I went into the last game, like everyone on my team went down. I got beat like 165-58. That was a blowout, man.
God. So I got to figure out how do you do the draft? I mean, in this thing, is there like a place you go for the draft? I mean, because I've never done it on CBS. How do you do it?
It's been a while since I've done it right there. It's been a while since I've done the commissioner stuff. So
I'll try to figure it out here in the next half hour.
I'm sorry?
I'll try to figure it out here in the next half hour.
Yeah, well, I mean, the minute you go in, the Draft Central is where the draft room is. It's under League, Draft Central, and then Draft Room. It opens up in another box. So that's what you'll do. And I'll lead you guys in when we do the program. So we're going to lead into the Couch Potatoes program. And that's what we're going to do. And we're probably going to be, we're going to have to be in there much sooner. Hey.
Tim is giving instructions on the chat room. He says a window will open up saying draft link, probably. He says click on it. He says, and it should be there assuming you have flash installed correctly. He says,
yeah, and I've already got it right here.
Okay. I just found out how you did it. So you're right.
It looks like
they're
joining in already. Chat room, who's online? Some people are actually coming in already.
I'm in there. I figured it out. When you get to your homepage on there, you go to Draft Central, then you go to the draft room from Draft Central. And plus, we only got 7 or 8 player, 7 or 8 teams. That should be, you know, it should go fairly quickly with that amount of teams in there.
Yeah, and I guess I'm going to ask, I actually got the first pick, and that's disappointing. I didn't really see that. So I'm going to generate a new draft order.
Why?
Well, it's my league. I didn't want to come out with the first pick. That sucks.
It's not like you. It's random. Everybody knows it's random. No one thinks that you're doing anything wrong.
All right. So if I go with Matthew Stafford instead of Brett Favre, do you think that's a good choice, guys?
There you go.
Let's see. Who has a second draft? Let me see. I don't know. I haven't even checked the order.
I just put up my picture and stuff. Good stuff.
All right. Well, guys, it's going to be good. It's going to be a lot of fun. Let's see. Review draft notes. I'm actually already in the draft room, so it's going to be a snake one. I think we're going to be okay. So it's all good. So Big Dog, carrying us through, and in the last 5 minutes, we'll make sure this is all set up. Go ahead, Big Dog. What else do you have in news?
Baseball-wise, that was about it. There wasn't a lot of baseball news going on. Of course, the O'Malleys have now taken over as of Wednesday. They are now the owners of the San Diego Padres. And in fact,
really?
Peter O'Malley is one of the major investors, but his sons, so it'd be the third generation now of O'Malley's that have owned a baseball team. His sons Kevin and Brian, and nephews Peter and Tom Siebler are the majority owners, or the majority of the people that are going to be running it on the day-to-day business. They took over on Wednesday, and they said that they're going to bring the Padres to prominence. Because of all the experience that they have, especially with Peter O'Malley still being there, I guess that is a major consultant, they're going to do, they said, what Peter O'Malley did to the Dodgers, they're going to do that to the Padres. Highly unlikely, but you never know. I think they will improve them. I don't know if they're going to get them to the elite status that the Dodgers have become or were before, but one of the major things they're going to have to address, and I think very quickly for next season, is the fact that their cable, I don't know if any of you guys know this, but 42% of San Diego cannot watch San Diego Padre games because there is a problem. Yes. Fox Sports San Diego is in the first year of a $1.2 billion 20-year contract, but they're feuding with Time Warner and AT&T U-verse, which is, I guess, Time Warner and AT&T make up 42% of the San Diego population that has, I guess, their cable version of cable, and those guys cannot see the San Diego games. So almost half of San Diego can't even watch the home team. So that's going to be one of the things the O'Malleys or the new Dodger owners are going to have to address, because if you can't see your games, you know, it takes you kind of out of the loop. That's the problem I'm having personally as Time Warner, of course, has the Lakers exclusively now for the next 20 years. And I now have, I don't have Time Warner. And they haven't negotiated with anybody yet. And the season starts next month. I'm kind of wondering what's going to go on with me, because there's no way I can go without watching my Lakers. And they're no longer going to be on regular TV. As of right now, the only way you can watch the Lakers is if you see them on TBS or if they make it to ESPN or channel or ABC. I'm used to, for the last, since 1980, pretty much every away game has been on the local Channel 9 here, and every home game was on Fox Sports. And that's been that way for at least 25 years. So going from that to nothing, I'm going to be very crabby if I can't get my Lakers.
Wow. Fair enough. All right, ladies and gentlemen, 26 minutes, 30 seconds away from the NDB Media Draft. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be crazy. I haven't had a draft in a long time. So, it'll be a lot of fun, I think. It's all good. And we're going to be doing it live. So,
yeah.
And I've already got my first picks programmed. Wow. It's kind of neat. So do you think I should set it back like 5 minutes to make sure everyone is listening to us live, Sonny? Because if we started exactly 11, that doesn't give us any intro time.
Well, we won't do any intro time. It's not a big deal.
I mean, we will really be on the clock already at that exact moment.
And they won't let you change that time, so let me go in and change
it. Yeah, they will. I'm the commissioner, damn it.
Well, can you change it for 5 minutes?
Oh, no, I can only change it for 15 minutes.
Oh, no. What do you want to do? Do you want to wait 15 minutes, or do you want to just do it at the top?
Well, what do you think?
I can cancel out the intro music and we can go right into your first pick. Let me do that.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead and do that, and then we're going to get right into it, and we'll just carry on from there. So we're going to invite everyone to join us, and we're all set.
Scorekeeper, would you like to make Sports Talk with the Guys and have an exclusive, interview? And who your first pick will be? Would you like to announce that now, just like the way they did in the NFL? You know, everybody was wondering who that first pick was going to be. Would you like to announce that here and now?
I will near the very end, at the very end. I will do that, and I will give that one to you there, big dog. I'm really surprised that I have it, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. I already have my thing set up, so yes, I will be doing it. And ladies and gentlemen, I think this is going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be cool. There may even be a cash prize still at the very end. We'll see, but it's going to be good. Big dog, are you going to stay with us for the draft? Oh, no, you're going to go car shopping, right?
Yeah, I'm going car shopping. There's a few phone calls I have to make. There's a guy I'm calling back. There's definitely a car I definitely want to see, and it's at a real good price. So hopefully that'll work out.
Okay. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, just got the email from Dan Schlossberg on the Travel Itch program. Travel back in time Thursday with Travel Itch radio broadcast live from the Landmark Inn of Cooperstown, New York. Owner Ed Landers will tell Dan Schlossberg and Christine Tibbetts how this family restored the handsome Victorian, blending 21st century amenities with the elegance of another era. This great home away from home is a healthy walk from the Baseball Hall of Fame, and it's going to be good. Every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, Travel Itch Radio on NDB Media. By the way,
right,
those of you that know and don't know, I did ask Christine Tibbetts if there is any relationship in her family with Paul Tibbetts of the Enola Gay, and she did confirm it, but they generally kind of like to remain or keep that on the down low. I'm not surprised. Historically speaking, I did not know, but Paul Tibbetts, the commander, the pilot of the Enola Gay, his headstone is not marked.
I didn't know that.
Because he's the man that basically dropped the atomic bomb, and he didn't believe that his headstone should be marked, since he was the man that dropped the bomb. He went to his grave with that, living with that.
I didn't necessarily know he didn't. Wow, that's almost...
Tibbetts is not a common name. It really isn't. So I asked her, and it took her about a week to respond, so I thought it was kind of interesting when she finally got back to me. That was
that
her answer. Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot of people in the chat room. So, wait, I'm bummed. The worst contract in the history of baseball should be on a team that can afford it. Well, wait a minute. Did you guys hear that Mauer was put on waivers and no one took him?
Because no one's going to pay that contract.
Yeah, because they're stupid. Thank God the Twins signed him, because the Yankees were going to get him. Remember, Big Dog? Remember I was bragging about that?
Yep. Oh, yes.
I'll say they better sign him, because if not, he's going to be a Yankee. Thank God.
You know what? Just real quick, since I have you guys all, I have you and Sonny on the phone and everybody in the chat room, a quick opinion on a non-sports question. The car I'm looking to get, I'm going to be checking out, it's a Dodge Durango. It's a V8. That's the only thing that seems to be wrong with it is the fact that it's a V8, so it's going to be a lot of gas. What do you guys think? You guys think I should go for something like that, even with the economy that's going on? But everything fine on the car. It sounds. I'm going to check it out to make sure, but from the way everything's written, car's perfect running order. The only thing is, like I said, it's a V8. What do you guys think?
What kind of car was it again there, Big Doggy? Cut. Oh,
Dodge Durango.
Oh, I like the Durango.
Yeah, so do I.
I like the Durango. Just,
what
I guess
year
it
is
just
it, Big
depends
Dog?
On how much you travel, I guess, there, Big Dog, if you're doing a lot of miles.
Yeah, he's going to be doing a lot of miles. Big Dog, as your financial advisor, dare I say, oh, hey, can I borrow $10? I thought that was kind of funny. As your financial guy, can I borrow $10? As your financial advisor, I would advise against it. Eight, because gas will zoom, it's going to keep going up.
even though officially, ladies and gentlemen, and this is now Roger, the economic guru, we are entering, we have passed the dead cat bounce, and we are now entering our second downturn. It is pretty much official. We are moving into it, and this one may clearly be longer than the first, and I'm projecting at least a year. So if we do have a downturn, gas prices will continue to go down, but after that big dog, I see no reason to have a second car that's a four banger.
That's the only thing that's holding me back. When I take a look at the car, I mean, if this car is, like, in perfect condition, it's going to be hard to turn out because it's
just
crashing.
Send us a picture of it so we can see what your new car is.
It's an excellent price. That's another reason why. It's a really good
where
price.
Where's the picture?
Well, I haven't. It's on Craigslist. I haven't put a picture up there or anything. So,
yeah, I asked the year, the miles, and how much you're paying for it.
The year is a 2000 and let me look up my. I have so many notes here. So 2002. No, I'm sorry. It's a 2000.
Okay.
It only has 111,000 miles on it.
It's actually quite good.
That's very good.
And he only wants 2200.
And that's the Durango, right?
Yes. And from the pictures look perfect in and out.
Are you going to take your mechanic with you?
No, but I know enough from my father and what he taught me and stuff that I can hear the knocks and the pings and the feeling for it. I may not know how to fix it, but I know what to listen for.
Okay, you need to take someone with you, more importantly, so that you can actually drive the car and they can stand behind the vehicle when you drive forward to see if the frame is bent. You as a single, as one person cannot tell if the frame, because I am betting at that price,
it's a really good price. I asked him why it was so cheap. He said because it's
an A-banger.
He said it was his father's car, and his father doesn't drive anymore, and it's just sitting there, and he just wants to get rid of it. So we'll see.
And my grandmother only drove it on Sundays to church.
Around the corner, right?
Exactly. what I'm going to do here, Big Dog, for you, because I think one of the another big thing for your vehicle, we've gone from sports talk to vehicle talk, but that's okay. I'm going to send you the recall list and make sure that the recalls are all done on that vehicle.
Oh, okay, cool.
And just so that you can get that out, and give me a minute, and I'm doing a lot of copy and pasting.
Have you checked out Consumer Reports, Big Dog, on the Dodge Durango?
Yeah.
Okay, if you're satisfied, Big Dog, look, my recommendation would be against that only because of the gas mileage, but I know the Dodge Durango is a bigger vehicle, and you do have a big family, and besides, with those beautiful girls of yours, you're going to be happy hauling around all the boys that are going to be following them, especially your youngest. Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you've seen pictures of his little one. I mean, it's so funny because my wife is sitting here, and I open up Facebook, and usually that's the latest image that I get is the picture of his daughter, and my wife looks over and says, is there a reason why a cute young girl shows up on Facebook every time you open up? Said, well, that's Peter's daughter. Once again, is there another reason why it shows? I'm like, oops, sorry. It happened twice this week. It's like, man, God, doesn't anyone else that I know update their Facebook page?
I haven't in 3 days. I've been so busy. I feel like that chicken without the head thing going on.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't updated it in 3 days. And by the way, Big Dog, I just sent you the thing.
Yeah, I got it.
And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you have not lived until you have done a draft with Cuervo. I got to admit, one of the most exciting times of my life was doing the NFL draft with Cuervo on air. Man. That was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed that. I hope to be able to do the draft with him again next year, the NFL draft. That was a lot of fun. It was good. It was cool. You've not lived. But as Gabriel Iglesias, the comedian, says, you have not lived until you've been pulled over by
a Disney security guard. It's funny. I've never been pulled over by a Disney security guard. Ladies and gentlemen, we are about 15 minutes away from the NDB Media Draft. We're going to be going on over to the Couch Potato, and I got to tell you, it's going to be good in the hood. And we actually have a caller from the land down under, and we're going to go to him right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the man, the myth, the one who is, and put Crocodile Dundee in the grave. He is AJ Maggot.
Yo, AJ.
Hey, that's not enough.
I'll see what I can do then next time, AJ. How are you?
What are you talking about? He's you just accused him of killing one of the country's icons.
No. I said putting him in the grave. I didn't say killing.
Okay.
AJ,
you must have been at
what's
the funeral
up?
There, AJ.
Hey, what's happening? Who's on? Is that Sonny? I can hear Sonny, I think.
Yes.
Hey,
yeah.
He's on, all right?
He's here.
No.
And there he is. Go
hey,
ahead.
How you doing, AJ?
Hey, big dog, how's it going, man?
Doing real well. How's your son doing?
Lots better, actually. It's not as bad as we thought. Scarring, minimal. It'd probably be hidden by hair, most of the scarring, so that's pretty good. So, yeah, everything's
yeah, good
pretty
here.
Good. I woke up tonight, and my football team finished on top of the ladder. It's the last round of regular season, so we're the premiers. Now we move on to the finals next week. We finish in first. So that's pretty impressive, actually. It's the first time in about 10 years we've finished on top of the table. So I'm a happy chappy tonight.
That is
very
good stuff.
Right.
So what are we looking at as far as that, AJ? When's the next game since you're now in the playoffs?
In the finals, they take the top eight. The first four play each other, and the winners all get a week off. And the bottom four play each other, elimination style. The two winners play the two losers from the top four. So the finals pretty much work that way in Australia. In that competition, anyway.
Oh, that's cool. So one plays four, two plays three, and then five plays eight, six plays seven, right?
Yep. All working out that way. It's the first year ever that we've used this final system. It used to be real shitty before, but now pretty much every team sort of got a chance, I guess, of making it further or deeper into the finals run. So it's looking good for us. We're playing a team that's last year's grand finalist next week, so it's going to be a tough team. Even if we lose, we still get a second bite of the cherry, so to speak. But everything's looking good, and I'm getting excited. It's that time of the year. The finals is what everyone waits for, especially if your team's in them.
Cool. Hey, big dog.
Yes, sir.
You're there. You're live, dude. He calls in to talk to you. Come on.
It's always good when your team goes to the finals or makes it to the playoffs. If your team makes it to the finals, is it just a one game? Is it a one game playoff, or is it a best of something?
No, it's one game playoff. We play 40-minute halves. If the score is level at the end of the game, they play extra time. But there's no best of three series or baseball or basketball type style or soccer or anything like that. Yeah, it's just a single elimination for the bottom four and second bite of the cherry. If you win in the top four, you get a week off, and then you play the winners of in 2 weeks. It's sort of that sort of year. It's when you used to 8 games of football every weekend. Now it sort of drops down to 2 or 3. So it's good and bad, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, for those that know and don't know, we are discussing rugby right now. AJ, what
rugby
is
league,
your
rugby
team?
League.
I'm sorry, rugby league.
It's the Canterbury Bulldogs. I only make a big deal out of rugby league because rugby is known as rugby union, and rugby league fans and players consider rugby union to be one slight little ballet step up from soccer. So
ballet step up. That's cool. All right. So, hey, AJ, I know we asked you before, but since we got the big dog with us, how did Australia do in the Olympics? Are you happy with what happened there?
Sort of, I guess. Yeah, a lot of the big expectations fell down, but some of the people that were supposed to win did, and a couple of the underdogs got up, in maybe not in medal games, but we played, I think it was Romania or something in handball, and they were $1.04 favourites, and we ended up beating them. So just little things like that sort of stick out. Some of the women in the Taekwondo done pretty well. So it's sort of mixed bag all around. Some, maybe if they didn't win medals, they still excelled. Like, they done a lot better than what people expected, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, I understand some of the swimmers didn't do as well as was expected, but I thought Australia did very well overall. They still got their medal count up. I think you guys still more than Beijing, right?
No, yeah, I don't think. I think this was our worst Olympics since the 70s or something like that.
Oh, wow. But ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you heard this, but it was from the Melbourne Games. The reason that all the players enter into the opening ceremonies as nations, they all come in separately, and then when they go to the final games, they all come in together. And that was originated in 1956 Melbourne. Do you remember the name of the kid, AJ? I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but it was a younger kid that said, we should do it this way, and it's been done ever since.
What, in 56?
Yeah,
Australian said that. No idea, mate. Sorry. None whatsoever.
You know, it's cool. It was an interesting theme that they said during the closing ceremonies. That's the reason why they don't come in to the final as teams. They just all the players come in together at one time.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and it was from an Australian bloke, dude. So I'll see if I can look that one up.
I have no idea. I'll have to look into that, and I'll have an answer for you this time next week.
Oh, cool. So are you going to be starting working a little bit?
I'm working now. It's just in between little busy periods. So I thought I'd quickly jump on. I almost forgot. It's sort of Saturday nights over here. It's for my job. It sort of gets busy. So I have a little window where I can call in. If I miss the first one, I'll get one more shot at this one.
Hey, so have you kicked anyone off yet in the last few weeks? Have you had to?
Not tonight, not yet. I always try and kick at least one person off a bus. I wouldn't be doing my job otherwise.
It cuts potato. You heard it here first.
Oh, that's funny. If fun doesn't present itself, you're going to make your own.
No, that's true. Fair enough. I get that. That is good, AJ.
So I don't know how big a deal it is over there, but today actually started our... the biggest horse racing carnival we have in Australia, the Spring Carnival, that started with the Golden Slipper in Sydney today. So it's the horse racing season in Australia kicked off today, 1st of September. That's a pretty big deal if you're into horse racing. I'm not sure how many people listening are, or either of you, or the three of you. I'm not sure, but that's probably this time of year is when the football season is on, like the finals for Australian rules football and the rugby league. Rugby union in the test, like we play Australia, New Zealand, Argentina and South Africa's all having like a big rugby union tournament, so that's sort of a big deal if you're into that. So, yeah, this is our sporting capital of the year, I guess.
Well, you guys are entering summer. We're going to be finishing it. I mean, you still have a few months before summer, but for us, the rainy seasons are around the corner, so the horse racing stuff, I mean, it's going on every week. But
horse racing's all the time, but this is when the big million-dollar horses come out and strut their stuff. The Golden Slippers are right here for 2-year-olds. Understood that. Yeah, like I say, the horse racing starts now. It goes on the Melbourne Cup, which is I think like the second or third most richest race in the world, where people from all over the world come down to Australia to try and win our biggest race. It's like a 2-mile race, and we have jockeys and trainers from all over the world. Ireland and Saudi Arabia and all that sort of thing, Japan, the States, it's a big deal. So that's about November, actually. But, yeah, as soon as all the footy finishes, then the big horse races take off, and as soon as they finish, cricket starts. So this is our big elbow, if you will. Go from one turn straight into another sport. It's like football and baseball, except they don't overlap.
Oh, okay. Well, Big Dog, isn't that the way it is for us over here right now? This is about the time we're making the transition too, right, to a lot of other sports.
Yep, this is about the time everything, you know, baseball's ending, football's starting, basketball's about a month away, hockey's going to be starting, yep. This is about the time we transition to sports.
Yeah,
that's the only thing I don't like about
Oh, no, go ahead, sorry.
I was going to say, that's the only thing I don't like about the American sport. As soon as the baseball gets to the real interesting end of the season, football decides, hang on, they're getting too much coverage. Let's start playing football while they're playing the most important part of the season. That never made sense to me.
Yeah, it's the way they do it. And then basketball at least waits because they start in November. And I believe that's about the time hockey starts as well, in November
October
as well.
October for hockey.
Yeah, but I know Coffee's in the chat room, so he'll correct me if I'm wrong, because I know he does.
It's October.
And I'm surprised. He actually had a geopolitical, social comment in the chat room. Shocked the crap out of me.
That's Tim in the chat room. If he is, g'day, mate. It's been a while.
Oh, just missed Tim. Tim just stepped out, but I will let him know.
Yeah.
I'll have him listen in right now to the last few seconds. Couch Potato.
Right,
yes, I'm here.
Yeah, you had a comment for AJ right now?
No, actually, I'm just letting you know I'm going to jump off of yours and give you a call back from our show.
Okay.
So I'll see you on the other side.
Yeah, now Coffee says you're never wrong, Roger, other than when you are. Thank you, Coffee. And that was a good comment. I like it. And he's actually told me that twice in the last month or so that's kind of cool. But I guess I'm wrong. Whatever.
I thought I was wrong once, but I was mistaken.
Well, we are down the last 5 minutes, and I know AJ hasn't kicked someone off his bus yet. So who do you kick off the most? Young guys, young girls, old women, old men, middle-agers, what is it, drunks?
Young guys who think they're more important than everyone else, mainly. I like to knock people back down to earth, you know.
That is cool. Hey, one punk at a time, right, AJ? Besides, you're like head and shoulders taller than them anyway, right?
Some of them. It's the bald head and the goatee that sort of makes them listen. So when's joke night? I just want to try and get that date into my head so I can start preparing.
Oh, it is on calendar, and I believe it's October 11th or October 18th. I'll check it right now. Yeah, because we have a lot of stuff going on in September, AJ. Our anniversary is coming up.
Super.
I'll put it in right now. October 9th. That's it, AJ.
October 10th. That's my daughter's birthday. Too easy.
Oh,
very
okay.
Easy,
but are you going
to
be okay? Are you going to be partying?
Oh, no. She lives in Queensland. I live in New South Wales. So I'll talk to her on the phone, no doubt. But yeah, I'll talk to you next week. It's time to go back and rough some heads up.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, AJ. You have fun and be safe out there, dude.
Yeah, it's good to see Peter's doing fine, too. That's a load off the mind that everything's going well there. Good stuff. Great stuff to hear, Pete. And I'll talk to you both next week, and I'll find out who the little whippersnapper was from the Olympics.
Thank you,
Dick. All right. Take it easy, boys. See you.
All right. Sounds good. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to switch over to the backup unit now. Okay, I'm going over the backup unit. Sonny, I think the best thing is that we're just going to go ahead and move on over to your program. We're going to end up now. That way, don't have any problems with the phones, and we're just going to move over there. That way, we're not tying up the system. Is that all right with you, Sonny?
It doesn't matter how you want to do it. I'm on air, so should I put you on mute then?
You're not on air yet. You still have two minutes left.
2 minutes until showtime.
Yes.
Yeah, she just said 2 minutes.
Yeah, okay, and there's 562. That's the big dog, right?
No, that's me. But don't take my call right now. Take it as soon as I hang up.
Okay, very good.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to finish up right now. We're heading on over to the Couch Potato. We're going to do our draft. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you for joining us early in the morning. It's good stuff. We are out of here.
Music.
Peace!